Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In the 2000s, a relatively small American game company known as PopCap Games rose to prominence with simple yet fun games like Insane Aquarium, Bejeweled, Zuma, and Peggle. But the most successful and famous game of all was, of course, Plants vs. Zombies. Plants vs. Zombies originally released on Windows and Macintosh computers in 2009, with an extensive demo version of the game once being available on the developer's official website as well. However, the game was soon ported over to many other devices, including the iPhone and iPad almost a year later, Xbox 360 in 2010, PlayStation 3 in 2011, Nintendo DS that same year, Android devices, and even PlayStation Vita in 2012. As the name of the game suggests, Plants vs. Zombies centres on the battle between plants and zombies. More specifically, you, the player, protecting yourself from a zombie invasion by planting many unusual plants to defend your house. The game plays as a tower defense game, since waves of zombies slowly approach your house on different lanes, and you must balance between placing attacking plants like the pea shooter to slowly eliminate zombies, and placing supportive plants like the sunflower so you can gain more sunlight at once as your currency that allows you to add more plants to protect you. As the game progresses, new types of zombies will appear with increased armor and different abilities to cripple your defenses, while at the same time you will gain new types of plants with their own varying abilities to experiment with. And other than approaching your front lawn at day, the zombies will eventually take to approaching your front lawn at night too, then eventually your backyard and pool, and finally your roof out of pure desperation. Following its release, Plants vs. Zombies was critically acclaimed by many reviewers and nominated for several awards, often being cited as one of the greatest video games of all time. But with the game's enormous success came the developer PopCap's buyout by Electronic Arts in 2011, who soon took to laying off around 50 employees from the company, including the creator Plants vs. Zombies himself, with the intent of transforming Plants vs. Zombies into a multimedia franchise. And since then, several spin-off games were made, including a Facebook game, a collectible card game for mobile devices, and most significantly, a third-person shooter game for the Xbox and PlayStation consoles titled Garden Warfare, which eventually spawned two sequel games. Plants vs. Zombies also received an unexpected sequel game in 2013 as well. However, this game was only available on iOS devices, and in my opinion, an unworthy sequel, since unlike the original game, this sequel slowed level progression through unfair level design that was intentionally made to incentivize you to pay money to make the game easier. In other words, this game was absolutely filled with malicious microtransactions and shameless monetization schemes. And unfortunately, microtransactions were also present in the Garden Warfare series of spin-off games. No surprise there, given the rise of them in shooter games at the time. And though there is also Plants vs. Zombies 3 being developed, its progress has been horribly slow since 2020, and its art style and general design has put a lot of fans off, convinced that not much care has been put into this title at all. And though more recently a remastered version of the original Plants vs. Zombies released late last year on all major platforms, this version had many issues that made it inaccurate to the original, and even contained completely fake concept art that was advertised as real. So to summarise, most fans of the original game are not happy with the way Electronic Arts has been handling the Plants vs. Zombies series, and knowing the company's track record with their other gaming franchises, this shouldn't really be a surprise. On the other hand, many talented fans have created various modifications of the original Plants vs. Zombies on computer, including a high-definition remaster that replicates the console releases of the game, and even something as extreme as additional plants that are a fusion of several others, giving them all their abilities combined. So I suppose the moral of the story this time is, never give your soul, or in this case your brains, to a company brimming with corporate greed. Just focus on fun, not profits. Join me again next time